Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 11, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind, pages 260 to the top of 262. There ceased the limits of the laboring power, but being and creation cease not there. For thought transcends the circles of mortal mind. It is greater than its earthly instrument. The Godhead, crammed into mind's narrow space, escapes on every side into some vast that is a passage to infinity. It moves eternal in the spirit's field, a runner towards the far spiritual light, a child and servant of the spirit's force. But mind too falls back from a nameless peak, his being stretched beyond the sight of thought. For the spirit is eternal and unmade, and not by thinking was its greatness born, and not by thinking can its knowledge come. It knows itself, and in itself it lives. It moves where no thought is, nor any form. Its feet are steadied upon finite things. Its wings can dare to cross the infinite. Arriving into his ken, a wonder space of great and marvelous meetings called his steps, where thought leaned on a vision beyond thought and shaped a world from the unthinkable. On peaks imagination cannot tread, in the horizons of a tireless sight, under a blue veil of eternity, the splendors of ideal mind were seen, outstretched across the boundaries of things known. Origin of the little that we are, instinct with the endless more that we must be, a prop of all that human strength enacts, creator of hopes by earth unrealized, it spreads beyond the expanding universe, its wings beyond the boundaries of dream, it overtops the ceiling of life's soar. Awake in a luminous sphere unbound by thought, exposed to omniscient immensities, it casts on our world its great crowned influences, its speed that outstrips the ambling of the hours, its force that strides invincibly through time, its mights that bridge the gulf twixt man and God, its lights that combat ignorance and death. In its vast ambit of ideal space, where beauty and mightiness walk hand in hand, the spirit's truths take form as living gods, and each can build a world in its own right. In an air which doubt and error cannot mark, with the stigmata of their deformity, in communion with the musing privacy of a truth that sees in an unerring light, where the sight falters not, nor wanders thought, exempt from our world's exorbitant tax of tears, dreaming its luminous creation's gaze on the ideas that people eternity. In a sun blaze of joy and absolute power, above the masters of the ideal throne, in sessions of secure felicity, in regions of illumined certitude, far are those realms from our labor and yearning and call, perfection's reign and hallowed sanctuary, closed to the uncertain thoughts of human mind, remote from the turbid tread of mortal life. But since our secret selves are next of kin, a breath of unattained divinity visits the imperfect earth on which we toil, across a gleaming ether's golden laugh, a light falls on our vexed, unsatisfied lives. A thought comes down from the ideal worlds and moves us to new model even here, some image of their greatness and appeal, and wonder beyond the ken of mortal hope.